стреляют из автомата.
Crowds are ducking for cover as gunmen attack the Crocus City Hall near Moscow. People try to flee, but many don't survive. Children are among the more than 100 people who were killed, as the gunmen also set off explosives, causing a fire. Many more are injured. Hours later, Russian President Vladimir Putin suggested that war-torn Ukraine was involved in the massacre, charges vehemently denied by Kiev. Putin says that on the Ukrainian side, they were preparing to receive four men who staged the attack, adding that a total of 11 people were detained. The four men he spoke about were reportedly detained in a border area as they headed towards Ukraine. Kiev was quick to say that the Russian account of events bore no relation to reality as the men approached blocked border crossings where there is active fighting and where every meter is saturated with Russian security forces. Putin's accusations came despite the Islamic State group, or ISIS, claiming responsibility for Friday's massacre. The United States said it had shared intelligence with Russia on an imminent terrorism attack. However, Russian state-run media reported as recently as March 19th that Putin dismissed these warnings as a Western provocation. The attack happened 3 days later. While President Putin declared a day of mourning, people gathered in many public places across Russia and in Russian-occupied areas of Ukraine, including at the location of the Crocus City Hall attack itself. Tearful Russians were seen bringing flowers and children's toys to a makeshift memorial, amid reports that children were among the many victims. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.